Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. When it comes to financial advice, you got to trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles. I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Hey, I'm Shauna Compton Game. This is Millennium Money, and today we're talking super big game savings.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton Game. It will expand your brain.
It's Friday. You have made it through yet another week. We are finally in a new month, which just feels very weird to say that we're already in February. I mean, did it not just feel like it was just the holidays? I know a lot of people have actually been posting online that January felt like the longest month ever, but I actually think it went by really super fast for me, like almost way too fast. But nonetheless, it's Friday and it's time to feature our friend of the week. And we have a great one this week. It is from Amy. And Amy says, I found Millennial Money Podcast last year when I was doing a search for must listen to podcast. I'm so glad I did. Not only do I love all the money tips, but my boyfriend and I just came back from an epic Europe trip where we used all your suggestions, credit card points for the airfare, Airbnb, we even negotiated a lower rate for our rental, apps, and everything else. We ended up probably saving close to $3,000 with all the good tips pulled together. Thank you so very much. We're totally jazzed to head to Austin next too and check all of that out from the podcast. It really helps seeing how when you're smart with your money, you can afford to do lots of things in life. Please, please, please don't stop. Amy, thanks so much. I am so excited that you and your boyfriend got to have this like epic Europe trip. I can't wait to hear about all of the details. I hope you all are out there traveling and using some of these tips. I mean, I just think life's too short not to go out and explore and, you know, see everything out, that's out there. And I think the coolest thing about, you know, getting podcast comments like this, if you will, is that, you know, while I'm able to help you guys, hopefully, achieve all these goals and maybe just make sense of this money thing, you're also helping me achieve one of my own dreams, which is, you know, to turn Millennial Money and to turn all of the different things that I'm working on into much bigger things so we can help even more people and we can do even cooler things. So it's kind of like you're helping me help you and I'm helping you help me. It's one of those weird, like, symbiotic relationships that we have. But nevertheless, I'm so excited to have each and every one of you as listeners. It means so much to me. I feel like I could say it a million times over on every podcast episode, but then you would probably get super sick of hearing me say that. So just know that I am so incredibly grateful for you. I'm grateful for everyone that shares it with their friends and that makes them subscribe on their phone and that leaves reviews. Like, all of those things mean so very much to me. And they actually really do make a difference with the podcast. They make a difference with our ratings and, you know, being able to reach more people and also being able to, you know, leverage this all into cooler things where we maybe actually get to interact, as real people, you know, not just like, you listening to me on your, you know, ride to work or maybe while you're at work trying not to do work or whatever it may be. So anyway, just thank you all. Thank you for the comments. Thank you, Amy. I'm so excited that you're out there exploring and that you were able to save some cash. That's always like a really good day, right? So we're talking about this thing that's coming up on Sunday, this Super Bowl thing, right? And if I had one of those like big booming voices, I would do kind of the like, let's get ready to rumble type thing, but I just don't have it. And I practiced it and it doesn't sound authentic. So I'm just not going to do it, but let's just pretend that I did. Let's just pretend that I did this big, like rah, rah thing. And we're getting ready for the Super Bowl. Are you watching? I mean, do you care? It's the Patriots and the Eagles. And I'm sorry, Patriots fans that are listening to this podcast, but I'm not sure I can bear another Patriots win. I know you're probably wanting to turn off this podcast episode right now, but can we let somebody else win for just 1 year? Pretty please. You know, it's just how I feel, but we don't really care who wins. We're not, you know, it's not any of our teams that got into the Super Bowl. So we're just kind of watching because that's what you do, right? That's what you do on Sunday is you have a party, you eat lots of food, and you watch the Super Bowl, and you watch the commercials, and you pretend to be interested if you're not interested in football. My family happens to be huge sports fans, so there aren't a lot of sports that we don't watch and like just totally get into. But I think, you know, there's all these cool statistics that come out around Super Bowl, and Super Bowl Sunday actually is a good time to save money. Obviously, lots of people spend money. There was a new survey that was published by LendEDU, and they polled 1,000 adult Americans about their Super Bowl spending and Super Bowl Sunday, you know, kind of how they watch the Super Bowl. And some of these I thought were just so cool. We had to talk about them on the podcast. I have a link to, you know, the full survey in the show notes if you want to check out more. But did you know that the average Super Bowl watch party host will spend $207.16 on their party this Sunday? 34.81% of this will go towards food and beverages, of course, right? Where 27.96% will go towards alcoholic beverages. I actually thought those numbers might be flipped. I actually thought, like, don't most people spend more money on alcoholic beverages than the food and, like, other beverages? Maybe that's just in my household. Probably giving away a lot there. But so $207, that's, you know, that's like a fair amount of money for a Super Bowl party. So if you're going to have a Super Bowl party, don't spend that much money. Make your friends bring something, like do a potluck. Like, let's spread the love out, right? So that we can all spend just a little bit less cash. But here's another statistic. 52.4% of respondents believe the Monday after the Super Bowl should be declared a national holiday. I'm 100% on board for this one, especially you East Coasters. You know, we're out here on the West Coast and we got things a little bit easy on the West Coast. You know, we've got 3 hours behind you. You know, most things are over by 8 or 9 o'clock. But you guys on the East Coast, like, you're in for the long haul. I mean, you're there until, you know, like midnight. And then, you know, if there's something on after the Super Bowl, like This Is Us, that you really want to watch, that you're addicted to. I mean, it's just like, it feels like an all-night affair. Actually, I don't know. Is This Is Us on before the Super Bowl or after the Super Bowl? I'm going to need to look that up. I think it's after the Super Bowl. But nonetheless, like, it is a, you know, it's an ordeal for you. And so, you know, I understand, like, it should at least be one of those, like, opt-in holidays, right? 38.990% of respondents will not be going into work on the Monday after the Super Bowl. So that's actually less than half. You probably drag yourself to work, right? You don't want to take a holiday. I totally get that. 35% of the respondents are more interested in the commercials than the game. Okay, this is no shock, right? Or should we say, like, the halftime show? I mean, a lot of people tune in just to watch the halftime show and then tune out again. They don't care about, you know, whatever else is going on. But there's always interesting commercials. It's probably like the only time we actually care to watch commercials, because we all just want to, you know, DVR everything, get around the commercials as fast as humanly possible. But it's the time where, you know, you feel like you want to be in the know. So when all your friends and coworkers are talking about, you know, that awesome Budweiser commercial or whatever, you feel like, you know, you can participate. But one last thing I thought was really interesting. So considering the Super Bowl is one of the last major television events that commands a live viewing audience, shelling out more than $10 million for a 30-second commercial is certainly not the worst way to burn through the advertising budget, especially when more than one-third of the Super Bowl's television audience will be paying closer attention to the commercials. So it's a lot of money you got to pay to get your message, you know, seen and heard. And my question is, are we really still watching the commercials? Or are we just saying that we watch the Super Bowl for the Super Bowl commercials? I'm not sure. What do you think? I mean, I tend to get up and, like, do pee breaks and, like, eat again during the commercials for the Super Bowl, unless somebody's, you know, like, laughing hysterically, then you feel like you got to go watch that commercial. But, you know, the Super Bowl is just also a great time to score some deals. And I've never done a podcast like this before, but I found some reports on some really cool deals that are going to be offered Super Bowl Sunday. And I thought, you know what, if you're thinking, like, last minute, you want to go buy a new TV, like, this is the time. This is the time. It's almost better than Black Friday to purchase a TV. And not a lot of people talk about this. So from Consumer Reports, they say that TVs are 22% off this week. In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use Earnin in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, "When I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind." Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in "Talkin' Money" under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. "Talkin' Money" under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters, and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like a million bucks wearing this cozy workout-friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/etm for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/etm to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/etm. I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know, it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me and I got my regular personalized privacy report. And I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/etm and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/etm and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/etm. Go to joindeleteme.com/etm and use code ETM for 20% off. Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated, all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/etm. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/etm. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial. There was a 65-inch Samsung 4K UHD, not even sure what that means, TV for $850. That's a really big TV for under $1,000. And there's the top of the line LG C7 smart TV with unlimited viewing angles. Again, I don't know what an unlimited viewing angle is, but sounds exciting for $2,700. So, you know, you can get a really good TV deal. And I'm going to put a link to a Thrillist list of the places to buy these TVs in the show notes, because you want to make sure if you're going to buy a TV, you're going to actually get a super good deal on that TV. Also, we had our friend Rich from Rich on Tech from KTLA, which is a local news station out here in LA, but they syndicate everywhere. In fact, you may have Rich do the tech report in your town as well, in your news. We had him on the podcast probably almost a year and a half ago, and he found some amazing deals. So Slick Deals reports tons of deals right now on everything from TVs to pizza. I mean, that's all the stuff we care about on Super Bowl Sunday anyway, right? We're not eating healthy. I know they put out the veggie stick in the veggie platter, but are you really grabbing for the celery stick over the melted cheese dip? I don't know. I'm not. I'm calorie conscious, but that cheese dip is always going to win it out for me. But so he found a 65-inch Samsung 4K TV for $999 on eBay, so a little bit more expensive. But this TV was actually $900 off regular price. That's starting to be like a significant savings. Also, if you decide you want to cut the cord around Super Bowl time, great time. Slick Deals has a one-month free streaming deal for Fubo TV to stream the game. So you can cut the cord, cut out that nasty cable bill, which this is our pledge. We are going to do this in February because I love DirecTV, but I am so tired of paying well over $100 a month. And I don't even use half the channels. I don't even know what half the channels are. And yet they're sucking money out from our bank account every single month. It's starting to really become a pet peeve, you know? Also, pizza deals are a big deal around Super Bowl time. So Papa John's and Blaze Pizza have a buy one, get one free deal if you download their app. So what more incentive do you need? I mean, I don't need anything else. I love a buy one, get one deal free. Sales on Domino's, Subway, Buffalo Wild Wings, gift cards are all 12% off regular price or more on Ray's. We had Ray's on our podcast a few months ago, and you can buy actually discounted gift cards. You could also sell your gift cards on there as well. But for Super Bowl time, this is a great way to, you know, cut back on that $200 that you may spend on your Super Bowl party by using, you know, creative ways like this just to save more cash. But there were just a ton of deals on Slick Deals. So, you know, if you're looking for some new technology around Super Bowl time, this is the time to get a really good deal. I'm going to have a few links in the show notes for you to check out, you know, more of these deals if something actually piqued your interest. But, you know, I think this is like a totally exciting weekend, whether you care about the Super Bowl or you care less about Super Bowl. It's just a really good time to like hang out with friends, eat some fried food, and potentially watch some crazy commercials, right? Because there's going to be something. There's going to be something outlandish that we're all talking about on Monday. It happens every single year. And whether you love Justin Timberlake in the halftime show or you could care less about Justin Timberlake, again, it's just going to be something to talk about on Monday or Tuesday if you decide not to go, you know, into the office. You decide to be one of that 35% that, you know, somehow you just ate something on Super Bowl Sunday, you got food poisoning, there's just no way you can make it into work. Hey, you know, it happens to the best of us, right? So as always, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Shauna Game. And if you love this podcast, do me a favor, share it with your friends, shout it out on social media, make them subscribe on their podcast player, and head over to the link in the show notes to leave us a 5-star review.